I'm a songwriter and I've been writing songs for several years, and I really thought that other people were going to sing the songs that I wrote. But God put in my heart to sing the songs. So I came up with my new CD album called Archives of Praise. And it features 8 songs. Jesus, the one I need. Jesus is faithful. Holy, holy is God. I've got the victory. We are one. Glory to God. God's praise is glorious. Exalt you, Lord. So if you'd like to listen to some of the songs and purchase the CD album, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop tab at the top and search for Archives of Praise CD album, and it's on sale for only $15. And I pray that all the songs will bless and minister to you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Today, the message is entitled, You Are Not Valueless, But Valuable. In Psalm 139:14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The Hebrew word for fearfully is yareh, which means reverence. The Hebrew word for wonderfully is pala, which means to distinguish, put a difference, show marvelous, set apart. You are valuable because God made you fearfully and wonderfully. He distinguished you and set you apart through your uniqueness. For example, everybody has a nose, but not everyone has the same nose shape. Everybody has a mouth, but not everyone has the same shape. With your uniqueness comes spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are special abilities. They're not the same as natural talents or skills. Spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit and God given to all members of the body of Christ. And they are discovered after spiritual birth, after you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Natural talents are natural abilities that are present from natural birth and given to all members of humanity. Spiritual gifts are gifts that God gives to every believer. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. That's 1 Corinthians 12:11. Also, spiritual gifts build up the body of Christ. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. And Ephesians 4:12-13 says, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And God gives spiritual gifts to equip people for ministry to the world. Matthew 24:14 says, and this good news of the kingdom, the gospel will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians 12:7-12. You have a place where you are supposed to be in the body of Christ pursuant to God's predestined plan for your life. You can't make yourself an evangelist when God has predestined and ordained you to be a teacher. There is no need to make a claim that you're a teacher. Just do the work of one, bear fruit, and people will know that you're a teacher. If your God-given gift is to exhort, encourage, then do the work of an exhorter, and people will identify you as such. Some think that they are positions of prestige, but they're really stations of service. You serve others by using your God-given gifts for the glory of God. 1 Peter 4:10-11 says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You know, you can learn what types of spiritual gifts there are and discover what your specific spiritual gifts are by purchasing my book, Discovering Your Spiritual Gifts. And you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And click on the Empowerment Resources tab at the top. And you can see all the resources that we offer, all the books that we offer. And the Discovering Your Spiritual Gifts has an actual spiritual gift test in it that you can take and score and find out specifically what your spiritual gifts are and begin to use them to help other people. So I challenge you today to believe and accept that you are not valueless, but valuable. And you're always valuable to God. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. And we hope that you have been challenged and encouraged and motivated by the message. And we invite you to come alongside and be a partner and donate monthly, quarterly, or annually. And when you do this, you're saying that you're standing with us when we teach the Word of God that transforms the lives of men and women for the glory of God. You stand with us when we develop spiritual resources to help the spiritual growth of people. You stand with us when we help people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work that God has begun in them, He will complete. And when you make a financial contribution, I'll send you my book, You Are God's Masterpiece, for free. So again, please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Thank you for your prayers and support, and may God bless you.